With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Maureen Rive. The province announced $50 million of funding for a new interchange at Banwell Road and the EC Row Expressway. Premier Doug Ford made the announcement in Kingsville this morning, where they celebrated the start of the last phase of the Highway 3 widening project.
The projects will better connect communities in Windsor-Essex, cut down on commute times, attract more investments, and create more good-paying jobs. We're building the infrastructure Windsor-Essex needs to reach its full potential.
The hope is to have the interchange complete by 2026, when production at the new EV battery plant is fully underway. An 87-year-old pedestrian was taken to the hospital with serious injuries after being struck on McNaughton Street this morning. Windsor police were called to the area between Banwell and Waterford around 8 a.m. and closed the road for several hours to investigate. There's no word on any charges at this time. A popular Amherstburg restaurant announced it will soon be closing its doors for good. The Lord Amherst Public House and Wine Lounge, located on the corner of Dalhousie and Murray Street, will close this spring, according to its Facebook page. The pub has been open for 13 years. Today marks 4 years since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. The Public Health Agency of Canada says 58,000 Canadians lost their lives to the virus, and many others still suffer from the lasting effects of post-COVID-19 condition. It's been 10 months since the WHO declared that COVID-19 was no longer a public health emergency of international concern. In the NBA, the Pistons host Charlotte and the Raptors are in Denver. Clear tonight with a low of 5. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high of 16. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.